Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Wednesday, the 15th of July. In the news today, Richard Kahui returns to rugby. Big news in the NBL for the Breakers, as well as in Sal's NBL. Scott McLaughlin could be breaking records, and I think we are going to have the sport that keeps on giving as well, as people break COVID-19 protocols. You are going to start the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. And let's crack on with that straight away, going into the football. And Man United and Southampton fought out a 2-2 draw. That meant that Man United did not climb up into the top four. They're now on equal points with Leicester City in fourth, both on 59 points, with Chelsea 1 point ahead on 60 points, fighting out for those top four places, which mean automatic qualification for the Champions League. So definitely a missed opportunity there by Man United. Today we see Chelsea play bottom of the table, Norwich City. So you'd have to expect that Chelsea would get the win in that one. I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin, who'll take us through our cricket update.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to our viewers and listeners out there on the interweb. Yes, well, Phil Simmons has told his players to move on after their first test win. So the West Indian coach, Phil Simmons, asked his players to consign the first test to the history and move on as they look to guard against complacency as the West Indies look to win an overseas series against the leading Test nations for the first time in 25 years. Simmons praised the team, in particular Jermaine Blackwell, for his 95 and Shannon Gabriel, who picked up 9 wickets across his 2 innings. But whilst the result means that West Indies have won 4 of the last 6 tests against England, the goal is to win the series and break that 25-year drought of overseas series victories. Pakistan, who are in waiting for England in a month's time, won't be taking England any lighter after England's loss to the West Indies. Shaan Masood is wary of England's fast bowling depth. In particular, he'll be watchful of Jimmy Anderson. Masood believes that Pakistan will have to be very careful against Anderson's experience. Now, Masood has good reason to be respectful of Anderson. In 3 tests that Anderson and Masood have played, Anderson had picked up Masood in all 6 innings. In the last England tour, he managed just 71 runs across 4 innings, Anderson having him caught behind four times. So understandably, he's very concerned about coming up against Jimmy Anderson in about a month's time. And finally, Cricket South Africa still have plans to go ahead with their convoluted new format of three eight-a-side cricket teams for this weekend, July the 18th. With COVID-19 escalating throughout South Africa and leisure travel across provincial boundaries has been prohibited. The game will be played at Centurions, which is in Gauteng, Johannesburg, the epicenter for the infections in South Africa. Half of the 24 players named to make up the three squads are not based in Gauteng. Players will be travelling possibly under the business travel plan. Now, you could say that it is work, so they can travel under business. Although there are two grounds that have been placed on standby should virus regulations change in the meantime and force a change of plans because they can't get to Gauteng. Then, Paul, that's our cricket news for today.
Thank you very much, Austrian, for taking us through our cricket update. And I'll hand you over now to Stephen, who'll take us through our birthdays.
Yes, good morning, Paul, and good morning, everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio and birthdays this morning. A two-time New Zealand boxing champion, a sevens specialist, a rugby player and a commentator, and a former All Black prop who now plies his trade in France. And that's where we start our birthdays this morning. Namia Tealata, born this day, the 15th of July 1982 in Lower Hutt, New Zealand, is a New Zealand rugby union footballer. Of course he is. He currently plays for Stade Toulon in the top 14, as well as representing New Zealand from 2005 to 2010. He also played for the Hurricanes in Super Rugby and for Wellington in the old Air New Zealand ITM Cup when available. Carl Tanana, born this day, the 15th of July 1975, is a former New Zealand rugby union player, played a little bit of league, but more importantly, played a lot of sevens as well. He currently works for Sky TV as a broadcaster. Tanana won a gold medal as part of the New Zealand Rugby Sevens national team at the 2002 Commonwealth Games. He scored 113 tries for New Zealand Rugby Sevens. He was the leading try scorer during the 2000 and 2001 Sevens series with 42 tries. He was a member of the New Zealand squad that won the 2001 Rugby World Cup Sevens. And finally, we have Te Ara Moana Daniels, born this day, the 15th of July 1988. Whangarei is a New Zealand professional female boxer. She is currently a two-time New Zealand professional champion, holding the New Zealand Professional Boxing Association and a light heavyweight title, and a Pro Box New Zealand super middleweight title. She is also a two-time New Zealand amateur boxing champion, winning the titles in 2014 and 2015. Daniels peaked in the rankings, 10th in the WBA and 6th in Box Rec. Daniels fought a world title on March the 30th, 2019, just over a year ago, fighting Giovanna Perez for the World Boxing World Heavyweight title. That's our birthdays today. I'll be back shortly with league news, and there's plenty of it.
And also, special shout outs to regular viewer or listener Aaron's son, whose birthday is today. Pranil, have a fantastic day. And Ashwin, obviously, also, it's your wife's birthday today, so
yes,
birthday.
Yeah, I have to now remember to do something after this. I'll get in trouble, right? That's right, I've done birthday hugs before I came on the show.
Oh, very good, very good. Moving on then to basketball news. And Ty Webber is going to be announced as a signing for the Breakers today, or expected to be announced, should I say, today. His brother obviously plays for them, and he plays obviously for the Tall Blacks. It had been expected that he would return to Europe, but obviously with the whole COVID situation over there and the uncertainty, it looks like he's going to, for the short term at least, spend some time over here. He went straight out of college or US college to play in Europe. So this will be his first time playing senior basketball for the Breakers. He was part of their development setup some years ago. So that'll be a fantastic signing for the Breakers. In the Sal's NBL, the Franklin Bulls and the Auckland Huskies played out that derby game, the second time they've faced off now, and it finished 82 to the Franklin Bulls and 86 to the Huskies. The Huskies gained revenge on their earlier loss to the Bulls this season. In the second game last night, the Taranaki Mountaineers beat the Otago Nuggets 106 to 105. Yes, a one-point game there. Very, very close. For the Ayers, you've got to say that Jones, with 26 points and 12 rebounds, led the way. Rokua got 22 points and Timara got 12 rebounds to support Jones in that game. For the Nuggets, Kenny racked up 20 points, as did Creel, both supporting their leader, Hunt, who got 24 points, but they came up just 1 point short. That means that the Taranaki Mountaineers now pull out a slight lead. It'll be at the top of the table on 14 points ahead of the Bulls and Nuggets, who are and the Jets, who are in second, third, and fourth on 10 points, so 4 points back. Those chasing teams all have a game in hand, but you can it's a two-game gap now, or two-game gap at the top there. Moving on then, and in the NBA, Richard Holmes of the Sacramento Kings has been quarantined after he broke the bubble down there in Florida to go and pick up some food, get a food delivery. You've got to say that, yes, you'd think that they would all understand what was and what wasn't allowed as they are down there in the Disney World Resort, Florida, in that NBA bubble. So he is now in quarantine, and he has 7-8 days left before he can get back into joining his team. He's not the only one. Bruno Cabacola for the Houston Rockets also has been reported for breaking the quarantine, breaking the bubble as well, and has been quarantined down there. So, yes, all a bit of a mess there with those two players. Also, two players have tested positive for coronavirus since the teams arrived in Orlando. They are obviously in isolation and not allowed inside the bubble yet. One of the players who isn't in the bubble is the Houston Rockets star Russell Westbrook, the 2017 MVP. So clearly he will be a big loss to his team until he can get inside the bubble. Let's see if he can get in time for the resumption of the games. I now hand you over to the sport that just keeps on giving. The NRL, we have some COVID issues or breaking issues there as well. Stephen, we may be having technical issues today.
Oh, he looks frozen.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Hopefully you'll be able to view or even see me, but we do have some league news this morning. The Warriors team for the Sunday's game is named Adam Blair, set to move on at the end of the 2020 NRL season. Peter Velandes has weighed in on COVID, which seems to be an issue. And speaking of COVID, we've also had an issue with Penrith Teens, who scored 4 tries in the debut NRL game on Saturday. He's been after breaching the COVID-19 protocols. The Panthers announced on Monday the 19-year-old hosted 10 people at his residence on Saturday night, hours after his sensational debut against very 19th chairman Peter Valandis has confirmed the NRL clubs outside Queensland will have to revert back to initial quarantine protocols amid a spike in COVID-19 cases in New South Wales from midday yesterday. Anyone who has been in the Liverpool and Campbelltown local government areas in the past 14 days will not be able to enter Queensland. The ARL Commission has directed clubs to abide by the original security protocols, which seems like a long time ago, which included players and staff having restricted visitors to their homes. The guidelines state players and officials are not allowed to attend cafes, restaurants, pubs, beaches, golf courses to avoid community contact. Well, to more pressing issues on the field, the Warriors will be bolstered by the return of Cody Nikorima and Ella Essia Katoa for their match against the Cronulla Sharks at Central Coast Stadium. Nikorima comes back into the half after missing last Friday night's 12-16 loss to the Gold Coast following a head knock early in the eighth round. The Brisbane's impressive rookie Katoa appeared in each of the club's first six matches of the season but picked up an ankle injury in the South Sydney encounter. And finally, Adam Blair is set to leave the Warriors at the end of the 2020 season. Kiwi forward Adam Blair is the latest New Zealand Warriors star, reportedly set to let go by the club at the end of the current season due to his affiliation with the controversial agent Isaac Moses. The departure of fellow teammates Blake Green and Gerard Beale has already been announced by the club owner, Mark Robinson. With Blair, the late loss of singles, Sydney Morning Herald reporter told Nine News that Blair had been asked to either leave the club at the end of the season and Blair, that's our lead news for this morning. I hope you got to hear. Okay.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for that update. Sorry, folks, for the technical issues there. Cutting it out. Hopefully you got the gist of what the NRL news was. Moving on then here on New Zealand Sports Radio to Rugby Union. And Richard Kahui has made a surprise return to Super Rugby, and he's joining the Western Force. The 35-year-old, obviously, Rugby World Cup winner back in 2011, has been playing in Japan recently, and so where he's been since 2013, and he'll be joining the force. Obviously, his knowledge both on and off the field, that experience will help that young force side. So I'm really looking forward to see him back in action. Obviously, when players go off to Japan, we don't see that much of them, so getting him back as a rugby is wonderful news. Over in the supercars, and Scott McLaughlin could pass Peter Brock's record or record of wins over there. Brock is currently on 48 wins and is fifth in the all-time list behind Jamie Wincup, Craig Louds, Mark Scuffy, and Gareth Tander. There are three races this weekend. And obviously, Scott McLaughlin will win to all three. Then he would go ahead of Brock into fifth in the all-time list. So keeping an eye on the supercars this weekend to see if Scott can do that. He is the two-time champion in that sport. Over in the PGA in the golf, they have announced that all the remaining games will take place behind closed doors. They had been planning on having crowds at this weekend's event, but that has now been cancelled with the coronavirus situation in the USA, and they've said now that all the remaining tournaments will be behind closed doors. Over in the States, and the Washington Redskins are no more. They still exist. But they have dropped their name and also the logo, or the nickname and the logo. So the Redskins and the Native Indian symbol will be dropped by the Washington side. They're doing an internal review to decide what their new nickname will be and what that logo that will go with it. So we'll have to wait and see how that all transpires. Don't forget to join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the standoff show, where the team will take you through your NRL fix for the week, reviewing all last weekend's games and also previewing the upcoming games, as well as talking about all the hot news and also bringing up speed in the women's game and also Super League as well. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget that you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the move. Just download the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcatcher. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day and do try to stay dry. It's looking like a wet one today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.